This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
It's day 20 of the partial federal government shutdown. If no deal is reached by the weekend, this will be the longest-running federal government shutdown in U.S. history. And it's becoming a huge financial burden for many federal employees and contractors. Two federal employee unions have filed lawsuits against the Trump administration, arguing that hundreds of thousands of federal employees are illegally being forced to work without pay. We reached out to a few workers to hear how they're making ends meet when there's no end in sight.
My name's Heather Ulrich, and I'm an archaeologist for the Bureau of Land Management in Oregon.
Heather says she's gotten more sleep and more time with her daughters, which makes the furlough kind of like a vacation.
Yeah, without being able to pay for it, right?
The shutdown started right after the holidays, so it didn't really sink in for Heather until this Wednesday when she didn't get a paycheck. Heather is the primary earner in her family of four, and she and her husband have enough saved up to pay their mortgage and homeowner's insurance this month at least.
And then everything else is kind of going on the credit card at the moment. Even though I'm home, I'll have to pay for daycare in order for my youngest daughter to be able to keep her slot, assuming I go back to work. So I'll have to pull that out of savings as well. But I'm hoping between what we've got in savings and credit cards will be good for a couple more weeks.
Beyond that, Heather is willing to take up other work.
Before I became a federal employee, I actually used to bartend and waitress, and so I considered reaching out to people I still know in the service industry to see if anybody needed an extra hand. So if I'm not working, it would be nice to have a little bit of an income, and it hasn't come to that yet. I'm definitely considering it. You know, even my father-in-law was kind enough, like, if you need help, just let us know. And so I feel fortunate that we've got a good support system.
My name is Patrick. I'm a senior advisor in cybersecurity for NASA.
Patrick, who asked that we just use his first name, says he saw the shutdown coming.
Well, I have some savings that I'll have to draw on. I can make the rent for this month. That's not a problem, the coming rent for February. But after that, I'm going to have to find another job. If it continues, I have no other choice. And here in Silicon Valley, that's not a hard thing to do, to find a job in cybersecurity.
There were nearly 14,000 open public sector jobs in cybersecurity last year, according to a survey by CyberSeek. Patrick says he and others in the field could make a lot more money if they left for the private sector.
Most of the people that are in my position, maybe even all, if I can be so presumptuous as to say, are here for the mission, not the money. But now that, it's clear that our employment isn't stable, we have families and we have bills, and I think many people are just going to leave, and the government's going to have a very hard time recruiting people back to refill those positions because they'll see the experience that those of us have had.
This is a terrible situation for the essential people, and it's all the people that take care of you. It's TSA. It's the correctional facility here in Hazleton. The FBI, the people here in Bridgeport are FBI people that take in all of your information for people that are trying to bomb us or to going to do bad things to us. We're all working for no money.
That's Denise Myers. She has a different story.
I work for the Federal Aviation Administration, and I'm in Morgantown, West Virginia. And I am an essential employee for the government. I take care of all of the lighting systems, the communications, and the radar. And I feel that we're being a pawn, and this shutdown is absolutely ridiculous.
Like Heather, the shutdown caught Denise off guard.
And it was over the Christmas vacation, so you didn't really think about it. But here we are going into the third and fourth week of it, and we have gotten one paycheck. I am divorced, and so I do not have enough money. I'm hoping to take a loan against my thrift savings retirement plan because this could go on for months and months. There doesn't even look like they're even going to try to come to a consensus to get us back to work.
Denise says she's worried she won't be able to pay her mortgage if the shutdown lasts much longer. And she doesn't think President Trump is thinking about people like her, people who are cash-strapped because of the shutdown.
I don't think he really cares, and I don't think the congressmen and the senators care. They're still getting their paychecks.
Thanks to Denise Myers, an electrical engineer for the FAA, Patrick, a cybersecurity contractor with NASA, and Heather Ulrich, an archaeologist with the Bureau of Land Management. And if you're directly affected yourself by the partial government shutdown, we want to keep hearing from you. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or tweet us at The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.